Learning Masech the Sivam is Daf Mem Beis and Beis. The Gemara is finishing the sugya which is started in Daf Mem Beis and Aleph. First, to discuss what's the pshat in the Mishnah. Why do you have to wait 3 months? Why does a woman have to wait 3 months after she's married, was divorced or widowed from her husband? Why does she have to wait 3 months? Maybe she's pregnant. What's the difference if she's pregnant? Why can't she get married, even if she's already pregnant from the first husband? So the Gemara said, "Lid is a takana. We have to know who the father is. That shouldn't be a suffix if the first one's the father, the second one's the father, either because Leah Sechala Lekim Lezeracha Charecha, or because of various practical Mzeris that could come out. He might marry a Chaisim Me'aviv, or be Miad Meshesachiv Me'imai, v'chuli, like the Gemara said. Then the Gemara asks, well, let's say you know she's pregnant. What's the issa to marry then? Why is there a din that muberes chaveri and menekes chaveri is aser? So the Gemara goes through different stadim. The Gemara's maskana is stam muberes lemenika kaima. If she's pregnant, she's going to end up being nursing. And dilma the abu miyaka chalva v'kat lale. Maybe she'll become pregnant again a second time. So then there'll be a sakana for the baby. And the Gemara says, so why isn't there a problem even with his own child? And then my answer is, his own child will give him beitz and v'chalav. And if it's a child of the first husband, he won't give him beitz and v'chalav. Why don't you just tell the Yerushim they have to give the beitz and v'chalav? And the Gemara answers, because she's embarrassed to go to Bezin, and she'll end up not providing adequately for the son and killing the baby. So the Rishonim, the Rajman, the Ridva ask, so why did the Gemara have to give a different time for the 3 months? Just like we're saying now, that if she is pregnant or nursing, there's an issur because if she'll become pregnant again, she won't be able to nurse the child. The child won't get the nutrition that the child needs. So why don't we say that's why I have to wait 3 months? Because maybe she's pregnant. And if she's pregnant, so then, again, the child won't get the nutrition that he needs. So the Rashba answers in the Ritva that they weren't gezer by a suffix. They were gezer by a vadai, muberis, but not by a suffix. Muberis, Ritva is meisif koshkein by a chana. They were gezer, like we see in this amid, the membeis, the membeis, even when it's for sure not pregnant, like by an erusa, basula, vechuli, that for sure they wouldn't be gezer. That they're only gezer for a chana, not for muberis, chaveri, and menekes chaveri. There's Nabiud and Simach of Gimel. He has a bunch of tshuvas about Menekes Chaveri, but he says a teretz that you could say a different teretz, that when it would be a suffix if he's the father or not, so maybe then they didn't assume that he won't give Mimasis of Beitzim B'cholav. If he knows for sure he's not the father, so he won't feel any achrayus to the child. But if it's a suffix if he's the father, so maybe we'll assume that he'll take care of the child. But he said, but you still should have Xerim, because if you marry within 3 months, so maybe she'll, the day after they get married, she'll be noticeably pregnant, or, you know, shortly after their marriage, and then we know for sure it's the Rishain. So right, you're going to have to say, L'chayr, like the Rishainim's teretz, that on Sveikis, they weren't geyser for Muveres Chaveri. So I saw, brought down, I looked it up, Mabusha Yamtiv, Ablipa Femir, at the end of Simon Hay, he says, Mikayach Niz Rishainim Echidish Ladina, that let's say somebody marries a woman and she turns out to be pregnant and he doesn't know if it's his child or the previous one's child, he's not mechuyif to mafrish 24 months. Because when there was a suffix, they weren't geyser. Yesh Lion, the Paiskim do speak about, if someone marries a woman and she turns out that she was pregnant vaday from her first husband, is he mechuyif to mafrish now 24 months? But if it's a suffix, you see from these Rishenim that they weren't geyser b'makim suffix. Now the night of in Simon Yeches asked the Kasha, what was shared to the Rishonim? The Gemara before had a teretz for Avchana of Lius Chala Lekim Lazarach Acherecha, and then had a Kasha, but gave the Geiris, why did they have to wait 3 months? And because of that Kasha, the Gemara said all the different Shashas. So why do you say the reason why you need the din of Avchana is because of Geir and Geiris? He blives shver the Rishonim. What's the Rishonim's kasha? Why did the Gemara have to come up with timing? You need timing for Geir and Geiris. As a fact, the Neid of Yehuda. But the various turrets of Achrayim give on this kasha. The Chaim de Shleimai, in Mesach des Kluvis, Dav Samach HaMedeis, and Huud in Avnei Meluim, in Sim Yigim Sufkan Aleph, says that Geir and Geiris is a separate din. Geir and Geiris is a din That's not exactly the same din as either Leah Sechala Lekim Zerach Acharecha or the four Shashas that Rava said. Sayyidina Chanani, Geir and Geir is Yehavatam. Lahavchim in Zer and Nizulak Dusha, Lazer and Lay Nizulak Dusha. But why do you need a Tam of Leah Sechala Lekim Zerach Acharecha that said by Stam two people? You see, it's more of a reason why you need Afchana for Geir and Geir is because Leah Pshad and Zibachal don't know if he was, the conception was here. We don't know if he's a ger or if he's a full yid. That's like a problem of, like, Ashuas Ashkina. But here, if we know he's a full yid, we just don't know if Reuven's the father, Shimon's the father. So there's less of a reason why you would need Afchana. So there the Gemara says other time. And in that, the kasha was, why not save the time? Because of, Luberes Chavei, Menekes Chavei, right? That's their terts. The Ksam Sefer, in his Kedushim HaMesechlis Ksuvis Dav Samach, he says, the Chiddush and the Nahar Shraga says it here also, that a ger, if the baby was Nizr Shalai B'Kedusha, see, he's not interested in feeding that kid. It's not his child. Halachically, it's not his child. Samaeli, he wouldn't be interested in feeding the child. Shnikal Chiddush. The Nahar Shraga says it also, Nahar Shraga is Maisif, that even if you say that people that work that way have a light plug, it's nice and not considered his child, you'll have the Gzeirim that the father won't give him the Beitzim V'Cholav. So you really have that tam, but Geir and Geir is also. The Ayil David here is Maisif. Rashi says, the Marsha is bothered why Rashi says, but Rashi says that the reason why a Geir, they want to make Afchana is because Kevin says, this is Shalai B'Kedusha, Stavis Kham Zaynihi. Iklamei Mashem Eina B'nai Shalzeh. Shalz why Rashi needs it. Halachically, even if it was his child, it's not considered his child. But anyway, since Rashi says Tamas Tam Zainahu, says Bechol not his child. So mainly he's not interested in feeding a child that his wife, when she was a guy and she was a Zainah, had. Well, come out of Chiddush, and the Ksam Sefer says this way, a very big Chiddush, that a Ger and Geris, we say, have to wait 3 months. What if a Ger and a Geris, what if she's pregnant or nursing? So, the Malyas say they only were Geiser Afchanah by Ger and Geris. They weren't Geiser Muberes Tavei because it's his own child. But the Felix Sam Sefer and the Nahar Shraga, the old David, that is saying that he won't take care of it. It's not a likely his child. It might not be his child altogether. So then we'll come out of Chiddush, a ger and geiris that become a ger, and they have a baby that she's pregnant, or they have a baby less than 24 months, have to wait till the baby is 24 months. We don't find such a thing. Sam Sefer reads it nice. But the Paiskin don't say it. Actually, the Mishnah, Malachulch is gerish American Aleph, Halacha Chan Aleph, was claiming the other way. If you have a geir and the geir said she's pregnant, you have to wait 3 months. Because there's no lahafrin, we know that it was Nizr Shalai B'Kedusha, so you have to wait 3 months. He discusses it. It was Pashatim, it seems, that they don't have to wait 24 months. So that's why this teretz is a bit of a shver teretz. Now there is a shayl l'rishayim, and Taisus brings it on an aleph, stamu beris l'menika kaima. What's it then by a grusha? Taisus brings down Rabbeinu Shamshin, which he says, Rabbeinu Shamshin ziknei shal harajba, which is the grandfather of the Rash Mishans, who was the Talmud of the Ri. But this one was in the Dar of Rabbeinu Tam. He's the grandfather of the Rashba, meaning not the Rashba of Shlaim Ben Adaris, but the Rashba meaning the Rash Mishans. Some call him the Rashmi Plidar. Al-Kobanim, he was mati for a Grusha, Menekes, to get married. A Grusha, that's Menekes, if she's divorced, then she could get married. And Rabbeinu Tam argued, and the Shildas Rabbi Chayagayin also agrees to Rabbeinu Tam. Now why was Rabbeinu Shamshain mechalik between a grusha and almana? The two, l'chari, it seems to be two pshatim in the Rishain and why he was mechalik. Why he was matter by grusha? Taisa says, because she's not meshubet to mimenik. So mecha Taisa shul mimenik? She's not meshubet to mimenik. In other words, an almana is meshubet to mimenik. Why? Because an almana, a isha, stam, a wife, gets mezainis from her husband, and because she's getting mezainis from her husband, she has to do ma'isi yadayim, and one of the things she has to do, one of the malachas, she isha isa lebala, is menekes es bena. Now, when almana continues getting mezainis from the nichsei bala, from the yarshim, and if she's continuing to get mezainis, she has to give the ma'isi yadayim to the yarshim. So, meila, she's mechayevis to do the malachas, at least the ones that are applicable, for the Yarshim. So that would include Menekes. So she's Meshubit. Mashenkin Agrusha. Agrusha gets no Mezainis. She's not Meshubit. It's a Gemara in Ksuvis. Naftan Tesim Adeis. Nisgar Sheina Kaifa. That Kozman she's married, so you could force her to be menek, but once she's divorced, you can't force her. The Maya Makirif, the baby, let's say, is used to her, he recognizes her, so he won't nurse from anyone else. So then you have to pay her to be menek, but you could force her to be menek because she won't be menek from anyone else. So this is one of the taimim that are given why Rabbeinu Shamshon held the Gushu as mutter, because she doesn't have to be menek. So why would you be geyser? She might not be menek. She anyway doesn't have to be menek. This is what Taisa says, and the Rosh, and the Smag, and the Goyis Marin Chahir. And why does Rabbeinu Tam argue? So Rabbeinu Tam brings Rais that you don't say that. He says, by a mana also, let's say she's Tevei the Ksuva, so then she doesn't get Mezainis anymore, so that she's not Mechuyiv Ma'isidayim. So she also wouldn't be Mechuyiv to be Menik. And he also brings another Raya, that since by Mu'uberis, the Gemara's time was Shematasa Uber Sandal, or because of Dachsa, maybe he'll crush the Uber, and there wouldn't be any Chiltin Aman and Grusha. So even though the Gemara came up with another time, but we wouldn't say, it's not Mashmin that a halacha changes, just like in the first time, it would apply to a Grusha as well. So who would then in the second time? But what's the reason why Rabbeinu Tam is Chalik? L'chayr Rabbeinu Shamshon says a good Svara. Who says the Grusha will be Menik? So the Rosh says, because we assume that she will, because she's the mother. A mother takes care of a child. Even if she's not Mechayevis to be Menik, we assume that she'll be Menik. And the Smag says a different Svara. We mentioned before that the Gemara says, Imhaya Makira, Kaifu Menikasai. If the baby recognizes her, so then you could force her to be Menik. It is considered a Sakana. And Abi Kivega, in Shal's Tshuva, Simon Tzadike, says that Hu Adin Stam, if she can't find another Menekes, even let's say she never started, but if you can't find another Menekes, also you force her. So Mela, she's constantly Meshubit, maybe you won't be able to find another Menekes. That's Chatner Benu Tam. But this is one time that the Rishonim give in Rabbeinu Shamshon, and the reason why is because the Gush is not Meshubit. But other Rishonim give another time. The Rajma says a time that when there's a husband that's around, so then she can marry somebody else because the baby has a father. And a mother, the baby doesn't have a father. So if she gets pregnant, no one's going to take care of the baby. But by a Grusha, the baby has a father. The father is going to make sure that the baby is well cared for, even if she gets married and she can't be menik, but the father, her ex-husband, will be masmus leba beit simchal. The divorce says that she won't be embarrassed to go to her ex-husband. So Mamela, he also will have rachmanis, and it'll make sure to happen. The Yarshim won't care so much, and she'll be embarrassed to ask them, and it won't happen. But the father, she won't be embarrassed to ask, and he'll care about it, and he'll be mamasmus. That's that time. And what's the reason for Rabbeinu Tam? So the Rishonim say that by the husband also she'll be embarrassed, and he says she's only allowed to be Tevei al Yidei Shliach. Now, L'chaira, there should be nafkiminis l'alacha between the two taimim, between the time of the Taisis and the Rosh and the Smag, that say the reason why Rabbeinu Shimshon was mat is because she anyway is not Meshubit to Yemenik, and between the time of the Rashi and the Ridva, that say the reason why it was matter is because the father will take care of him. Because let's say the father dies. Let's say she's a grusha, but then the father dies. So l'fita time of the Tais and the Rosh, what's the difference? She's not Meshubit. The l'fita time of the Rosh and Dvar, because the father will take care of it. Here there's no father to take care of it. Also l'chayr, let's say she's Nisarba Biznus. Let's say a girl was Mizana, and she has a baby, and she wants to get married. So l'fita Tais and the Rosh, Rabbeinu Shamshon should be matter in the case of Znus, because she's not Meshubit to anyone. But Lefi, the Rajman, the Ridva, you don't have a father, you don't know who the father is. So then in that case, it will be Asir. So those two cases, where the Megarish died, or there was no husband, it was Nus, so the Rajman, Ridva, Lechayr should be Machmir, and Taiz and the Rosh should be Mekel. Now the other way, we brought down the Gemara in Ksuvis that says that a grush is not meshubed, but if the ben is makir and doesn't want to be meinik from anyone else, a kaifim and nikasei. So the chayra, in the case where you makir, so even according to the Rashi it should be aser, because then she is meshubed. Mashegan, according to the Rashi and the Ridva, even when he's makira, but you do have a father that will take care of the beitzim and the cholav. Now there's an interesting chedushi Rashi ben Ksuvis, which we have more recently from Ksav Yad, the Achreinim had it, it was in the Ran and in the Magid Mishnah brought the Rashba. But the Rashba, Ksuvus Daf Samech Aman Aleph, the Maskel Taner Rabbanan, he brings the Tam like he brings here, that the reason why Grusha's Mut is because the Baal will be Mamasmus with Beitz and V'chalav. And he brings the Rabbeinu Tam as Chaylik like he says here because she won't be Tevei from the Baal. But then the Rashba says like this, that let's say she was never Meinik B'chaye Baalah, and the tinuk was not nikira, then she's mutter, because she's not meshubit altogether. So the Rashba sounds like both time and machu. In other words, the Rashba sounds like even Rabbeinu Tam agrees to the time of not meshubit. What's Rabbeinu Tam arguing? Because of makira, because she is meshubit. But even in the case that she's meshubit, Rabbeinu Shamshin holds that it's mutter because the Baal will take care of it. You don't have the Baishil Atvayif from the Arshim. Just like, even by Makira, a person's allowed to continue living with his wife. Maybe she'll become pregnant. Good, he'll take care of Beitzim Chalav. So who did my Grusha? The father will take care of Beitzim Chalav. She can get married. And that's what Rabbeinu Shamshin holds. Rabbeinu Tam holds, no. By a Grusha, she'll be afraid to be today from the Baal. But by a Grusha, which is not Machiyavis to be Menik, when she was never Menachem and it was not Makir, even Rabbeinu Tam holds its mutter. And Mekvegen reads this ice in this tshuva on Simon Tzadikei, and that's the Svara Sarashba, that when you're not Meshubba to be Menach, like a Grusha or Znus, when you're not Makir, everyone holds its mutter Lefida Rashba. The Mechlekes is when you are Meshubba, but you have a father around by a Grusha that will do it, that's the case we have a Mechlekes Rabbeinu Shamshin Rabbeinu Tam. Now, there's big discussion in the Gedolei HaPeskim about a Muberis Biznos, because it used to happen, and often it would be considered a very big tzerich for her to be able to get married, because she really needs a husband, she's a single mother. And fakert, often, I'll pee what we understand, it would seem to be better for the child if she gets married than if she doesn't. But the shail is, if there's an isser, there's an isser. So there are really three shittas about a Muberis Biznos. The Tshuvas Tzemach Tzedek, the earlier one, Simon Aneh, he says that even according to Rabbeinu Shamshin, it's Aser. Now, Rabbeinu Shamshin is matter because the father will give the Chalav and Beitzim, and by Zus, we don't know who the father is. So he holds that it's Aser L'Kuli Alma. Kepshutai, if you hold like the Taiz and the Rosh, it's Tali and the Machlekes, Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Shamshin. Because if Dais and the Rosh hold that the Machlekes is, if she's not Meshubedis by a Grusha, is there a Takana? Do you say that she'll do it anyway, because she's a mother? So that L'chayah would apply, just like it applies to a Grusha, it would apply to someone who's Muberis from Znus. But the guy, Shmayin Chahirin Yivamis, V'shem Ramarit Chayim Yitur Marsha, he wants to say, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Mutter. Because he says that the reason why Rabbeinu Tam asers is because you could be kaifa to be menik. Aisha's not meshubah, the teresh is by makir, you could be kaifa to menik. Like we said before, from Rabbi Kivega, whenever he can't find the menekes, you could be kaifa b'schar for her to be menik. And by a mezana, there's no one to be kaifa. There's no one to be kaifa to be menik. So male, they weren't geyser. So the guy's Marnachai says, l'haydulay chachamim, tesher Marnachai mitumasha, because the bezim would be kaifa, even without a father. So Rabbi Kivega in the tshuva, simen tzadikei, is marich a lot. He's ma'arich to be makel by Znus, to explain the Ramon Chaim to Moshe. His shtickel is that what's the pshat at the two pshatim? I mean, what did Rabbeinu Shamshin say? Did Rabbeinu Shamshin matter because she's not meshuvit? Or did Rabbeinu Shamshin matter because the father will do it? He said a tam. Why the Rishayim were just figuring out what the tam was? And what did Rabbeinu Tam say? Did he ask her because, like the Rosh, that even if she's not meshuvit, we assume she'll be menik? Or did he ask her because even if there's a father, she'll be baish to be today from the father? What's going on here? So he wants to say it's really all one time. Very, very, he's mairich ma'id in the pshatav of the sugya. Just saying over the ikar teichen, he wants to say the ikar, the yisayin of Rabbeinu Shamshin is what's called menekes chaveroi. Menekes chaveroi means that she's meshubah to be menik. That's the Teich words. Teich verit of menekes chaveri is she's meshubah to be menik. If she's not meshubah to be menik, she's not menekes chaveri. It's not a reason. That's not the reason why they will matter. That's the gedder hadover. Chazal were geizah by menekes chaveri. if she's not necessarily main, if she's not main nekes chaveroi. But, and that's what Taiz and the Rosh is saying. The Rajman, the Ritva is saying, what's the reason? The Lamaisa, why? Why were Chazal not Geizer by a Grusha? And the answer is, because they assume the father will take care of it. But it's not two taimim. One is explaining the gedder of the takana, not the tam, menekes chaveroi, this is not menekes chaveroi, and one is explaining the tam they were in Geizer is because the father will do it. So that's how he explains Rabbi Mordechai Mitarosha that by Znus, now Rabbeinu Tam says she's considered Menekes Chaveroi because he could be Kaifa to Mimeinik if he's Makira, and by Znus you don't have that. So Znus, even though Bezna would be Kaifa, but Zvaita not Menekes Chaveroi. That's why even Rabbeinu Tam asks him. And why Taka wouldn't they go to by Znus? Because Znus is a Shriach, because like the Gemara says at the end of the third parak, Isham is not as Mesapechas Kadesh Leit Asaber. He's machmav oed in the beer. Halacha l'maisa, the mechaber in Shulchan Aruch is machmav by everything, both by grusha and by znus. He holds it sasser, and the Rama brings a heter by znus by mufkeres, because if you have a zayna that's mufkeres, that's a very, very big issue. And the mela, because of that, was saimach to be mekel on the shittas that hold that by znus it's mutter. That's the psak of the Raman. There are a lot of tshuvas in Achreinim about all sorts of different cases of menekes chaveroi by Znus and by Safek and v'chuli. The piskei tshuva there is marach ma'id b'zeh.